see.
Well, what about some of the streets in your neighborhood?
Well, we live on Oak Knoll, and then there's Lawson Street, which intersects Oak Knoll and Linden Hall and Van Buren and Okanichi Trail and Intermont Place and Intermont Road, Lupton Drive. Lupton Drive is a for the Rivermont, Stewart Heights, and Lupton City area. Lupton Drive is a main road. It runs from Red Bank on into Lupton City. Ashland Terrace is another, it has become a main road because it runs from Red Bank to Hickson Pike, and that area that it runs to in Hickson Pike has developed shopping centers, Kmarts, service stations, all kinds of stores, and McDonald's and all that around there.
Well, so, you know, there are probably some places in town where you might get held up by a train crossing the street. Well, are there any places where the tracks go over the street?
Okay, now, yeah, down near where I used to, where we live, where my parents live, I call it an underpass. When cars go underneath the train tracks, I call it an underpass.
Which is an underpass?
The underpass is when cars go underneath, mm-hmm. when there's a trestle.
Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
When the train goes over the cars. Now, what I call an overpass is when the cars go over the train.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And what I call when the tracks go over the road, I call it a goddamn annoyance. And why couldn't they plan better?
Oh shit. Does viaduct mean anything to you?
Yeah. Viaduct. Now, see, a viaduct to me, overpass and underpass. If cars and trains use them, I would use overpass and underpass that way. But a viaduct to me is something is maybe that's a footpath or a bicycle.
Yeah.
Something that's not maybe a sewer line that goes over a road or. Something, and I might just in passing call an overpass or an underpass a viaduct, but I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
But a viaduct, I would use the word, yeah, because I wouldn't know what to call something that didn't have either cars or trains going over it if it were a concrete kind of thing. So I'd call it a viaduct, yeah.
Okay. Well, say. Parking was allowed on one of your neighborhood streets. What kind of parking would you have to do?
Well, now you got female parking and you got male parking.
You got non-parking.
Females don't generally like to parallel park, see, because they aren't very well trained at doing that. And now you've got parallel parking, and that's where you are parallel to the curb. And a dying art, I might add, dying art. When I learned to drive, before I was ever allowed to drive on the streets, before I drove anywhere, my aunt taught me to drive, and I drove in the graveyard. I learned how to drive in the graveyard because we didn't want to get out on the streets. And I had to learn on a straight shift, which to this day I can drive anything up to a 16-gear transfer truck. All I was allowed to do, I was not allowed to drive forward at all.